What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, we could go on a while, I guess, on what's hot right now.
Oh, isn't that the truth? I mean, we're seeing some pretty good strength pretty much across most of the commodities right now, with, you know, new highs being set in a lot of them, and all-time contract highs in some contracts. You know, cotton continues to be up at highs it hasn't seen in a few years. Soybean oil is at new contract highs. It hasn't hit its all-time contract high yet, but we're looking at the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, both of them trading to all-time highs. We've got November soybeans at a contract high. December corn traded above $5, came off of it a little bit, but it did hit a new contract high. And we've got cattle and both the live cattle and the feeder cattle markets trading to all-time contract highs last week. Crude oil continues to set pretty strong levels. And even in the wheat, Minneapolis and Kansas City trading to new highs.
So I guess what's left? I mean, what's not hot right now?
You know, there's not many there, but, you know, you look at gold. Gold's been struggling here a little bit. We're seeing money flow into the other commodities. And hogs continue to see a little bit of pressure. Those are the two markets that you'd have to put into that hot category. But the rest are seeing some pretty good strength. Fund buying continues, and that's continuing to put some underlying support in this market, along with, of course, weather and uncertainty about the war.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.